No, no, I have here. Thank you.
Sunday, Chavis Aldot, Shir for Women. Shar. Shar Chavis Aldot, Chav Dalet Teves, Chav Hei Teves. We'll be starting now. Okay, I'm sorry. So we're learning Chavis Aldot, Shar Chavis Aldot, Hanefesh. And we'll start again. I want to go over the 10th Cheshbon. These are things to think about. A little card. The first one was the Yesod of Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh is that Hashem wants you to think. That's what he says in his Hakdama. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, maybe it's a chiddush to some people, Hashem wants us to think. Now, not just to do. If you would ask most people, they would say Hashem wants us to do things. But you see, from this, the whole shahr, and that was his introduction to the shahr, that it's not like that. In fact, when you don't have to do anything, but you could be over Hashem, you know, even in the mundane things you're doing, but you can also think about things. As you're walking, you think about, and he says, these are examples of what you should think about. He said, these are not the 30 commandments. These are 30 dugmaot, 30 examples. And he goes through thanking Hashem for various things in the first few, how you should be Ovid Hashem, not less than the Bria, not less than the other things in creation which serve Hashem. And now I'll go back to number 10. V'asiri is to think about that Hashem is watching you. That's number 10. Think about that. Feel it. Imagine it. Visualize it. Cheshbon Adam im nafsho b'hashkofas haborei el neglehu v'nistaru. Not only is he looking at us, and you know how we would feel if we would imagine that there's how we would act and how we would conduct ourselves if we would imagine that there's a video camera that's videoing every move we make. It's like, it would be very scary, and for sure we wouldn't act. We would talk differently, perhaps we would walk differently, we would be more dignified. So to think that Hashem is watching us, not only that, but he's in the storo. Hashem could see our mindsets, our motivations, what we're thinking about, our reasons for doing things, v'shehu roa also. And the zocher kol maso. Not only is someone watching us, but it's being recorded and saved. It's going to be made into a movie. The life of. The zocher kol ma'asov, everything. It's very scary to think about, actually, that Hashem, we will remember everything that's done, umash over alibo, and every thought we had, any passing thought we had, bein latov, Hashem stores away and keeps it. And this really, the Chavis Aldot will, at the end of the paragraph, at the end of number 10, he'll say things about a person that does this, the benefits that accrue to a person that does this. He says things that he doesn't say by any other cheshbon, by any other area, because this is extremely, extremely powerful. It's so powerful that it's hard to do. It's almost impossible to do. It shouldn't be, because it's true. It's very bad if, sad if we're not, if we like I say about bitachon, it's just the reality. All you're doing is hooking up with what is true, with the reality. So, but even if you do this once a day for 5 seconds, it's a victory. It's a very good thing. I don't think if someone could work their way up into doing this 24/7, that would be fantastic. But you can't say this is, I can't do this. It's like not, I can't. I just can't do it. So first, so you try, or you not try. You do it a few seconds a day, and it's also very worthwhile. And maybe every few years you increase it a little. V'zocher kol mazav masha over alibo min amachshavos hatovos v'haros v'yeh mefachei tomid mimenu. This will create yiras Hashem. This will create a trembling before God. And you say, oh, this person has a mitzvah. They got a mitzvah of yiras Hashem. How do I have a mitzvah of yiras Hashem? Because for 5 seconds I thought about that Hashem's watching me, and I was more careful about how I walked, about how I talked. So that's wonderful. That's Yiras Hashem, and it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah saseh. U'mishtadel l'takein, and mimela you will, you know. Again, if you think how we act if we're being watched, even being watched by someone that we don't really. I think there's almost a physiological. You go somewhere and someone's watching you, and you don't care about that person. A little girl, a guy, 9 years old. Okay, she's looking at you. You know, you act. You know, you want to have to blow your nose. You know, so if no one's watching you, so you blow it a certain way. If someone's watching you, you blow it differently. It's a little guy, a non-Jewish little girl is watching you, but you act differently. That's the reality. Yeah, you can deny it. It's okay.
Does it accept that a person having done tshuva has these blank spaces from their video recording of their lives? I had heard this, that if a person does tshuva for these things, they just disappear from the record.
Yeah, well, there's tshuva meyira, it disappears. There's tshuva meyava, it becomes a mitzvah. Okay. There's incomplete tshuva. Yes, of course, why shouldn't he? But he's not talking about the past, he's talking about the present. He's talking about going through life and thinking, right now. I want to make a joke, you know. So I say, oh, I have to think with the women, I don't have to hear that joke, it's not so good. But if I think Hashem's watching me and listening to me, Hashem's sitting in the shir listening, I'd be a lot more careful about the jokes I make. He's talking about the present. That he mentions that it's recorded and Hashem remembers is really not the main point of the cheshbon, of this, again, this cheshbon ha-nefesh, and the cheshbon ha-nefesh means things to think about. The main thing is to remember and think about and imagine and visualize that Hashem's watching you. Not imagine, it's true. So you think about it. And that will cause a person to have yiras Hashem and will cause a person to be mesaken many things that he or she does. The yimshal b'zeh, it's very easy to think of a marshal. We know that when we get into even a bureaucratic official, right, who's going to decide what our arnona is. Right? So we act differently. Or if you go talk to a government official that you respect, if you can imagine such a thing. So you act, or you go to the king, the queen of England, who have no power whatsoever, right? But they tell you how to walk in. You ever read about these things? How to walk in and how to... And how to say hello, how to talk, and like every move is choreographed, and that's a melech bosav. Okay, that's a melech bosav adam who has no power. V'yimshal b'zeh ilu hayamashkif olav adam. If someone was watching you, they say, I think the psychology is true. Even someone inconsequential, v'shomer t'nuosof tamid. You're looking at you. So a man will straighten his tie, a woman will make sure everything's in place. I said in Sarotskin, a 43 Sarotskin, there was a mirror. I think I said this. There was a mirror. So I thought it was a little strange. And I thought it was a little strange. The mirror in the lobby. I was right before you walk outside, there's a mirror. You could look in the mirror, and I thought it was a little strange. But then my wife explained to me, like, as a rabbi, it's a very big matter. Before you go outside, you make sure everything's in place and what you look like. Maybe the mirror was for that also. But they didn't put a mirror in front of everybody's door. It was in the lobby. So you, when you walked out and when you walked in. But the point of the Chazal is, I love this, is not the wife and not husband and not the people outside. That's just a marshal and a dogma. But Hashem is watching you. Hashem's looking at you, watching you. So if you imagine that a person was watching you, look at the video. You ever think it's the scariest thing? You know, there's a video in the shul that we have. So I could sit in the office and I could watch people in the shul. And if they would know that someone's watching every tenua, how they raise their hand, how they drink a cup of coffee, how they stand up, how they argue in learning, how they talk to each other, there's no question it would be different. Would you do something that would be disgusting in the eyes of Hodamahu? And like I say, even like a child's watching you, you wouldn't do something inappropriate. No matter who it is, they have no power over you. Hashomer Olav, it's watching you. V'choshkein, let's say someone who is doing you a favor, Havitha says, someone that's being mativ to you, your boss. Your boss is watching you. You surely don't want to do anything that would make him think badly of you or make him look at you strangely. Koshkein be so told of the chesed Olav, the koshkein who I don't know, Koshkein sheyaboro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaMashkif Olav. Kamuhu chayav lihi kolem, to be embarrassed, this boshish lefanav. Now, it doesn't mean a bad type of, I mean, this is, see, how am I supposed to walk around? Embarrassed? Well, yeah, but a good kind of embarrassment. The embarrassment of fear. The Gemara says, Laman, right, it says at the end, if thou serest adibros, so the Gemara says, what's Yiras Hashem that's nikar al haponim? That's busha. It's a good type of busha. It means you're inhibited. You're not hefker. It's not a hefker world. It's not hefker, and you don't act. That's what's wrong with, I don't want to start talking about things, but a lot of things that are technically, would say, what's wrong? It's mutter, whether it's sneers, it's covered, or a man, but it's not, it's a hefkadik way of acting. It's a wild way of acting. It's an acting not of a ben melech, of a bas melech, it's an acting without restraint. And certain modes of dress bring out a hefkerus mood. Certain types of dancing bring out a hefkerus mood. And what the Chavis HaLovas is really saying is, you know, a person, if someone would be able to do this more than 5 seconds a day, just imagine the person would always act dignified, would never get angry, would not yell, would act the way we imagine, like the perfect person to act. It's such a wonderful cheshbon, this number 10. He would act with good cheer, in a good mood, wouldn't walk around depressed, he wouldn't walk around sad. At the same time that he has Yiras Hashem and Busha, the way the Chavis HaLovas is describing, because Hashem is watching him, say, wait a second, it says in Pirkei Avos, I have to walk around with a smile on my face. Can't walk around like frowning and scared of Hashem. Hashem wants me to walk around smiling and being cheerful and saying hello to people. It's all part of it's all part of it. That's all part of being Jewish. It's all part of what Hashem wants us to do and how Hashem wants us to act. So when he says he calling his boshes lefanav, he doesn't mean to walk around. That's part of the mood. That's part of it. You're not going to do something. You're not going to act wildly. Will you run to make a bus? So that's already a very high matrega. There are very dignified, we would all, I'm sorry. I would run to make a bus. Maybe it's not right. Maybe it's not right. Maybe if I would think Hashem is watching me, it would demand a certain dignity, because I imagine, I don't know, a Shiva wouldn't run to make a bus. Maybe a Rav also shouldn't run to make a bus. Maybe every Jew shouldn't run to make a bus. Maybe it's not dignified. I don't know. You don't have to know the answer. It's imagine Hashem's watching you and act naturally. Act the way you act with this picture in your mind that there's a video camera and Hashem's watching. If you say, well, Hashem wants me to make the bus because I want to get home on time, so that's fine. We're not talking about anything mutter or usser. We're talking about acting the way you act with this cheshbon in mind. Hashem is looking at me and watching me. And it's Hashem knows what I'm thinking. It gets very heavy. It gets very scary. Right? Not only is it because Hashem sees, a person only sees what I'm doing. A person has no idea what I'm thinking about. And Hashem knows what we're thinking. But it's true. We'd be fools to just bury our faces in the sand, as they say, and just ignore this. They start with 5 seconds a day. Pick a time, you know. You're taking a walk from here till I cross the street. I'm going to think about how Hashem... No, don't do that. Watch if this car's coming. That Hashem wants you to do that too. But Hashem's watching. V'lizor mehamroso, and Mamela, you will be careful not to be disobedient. V'lamayr la'avodoso, you'll be a zoriz. I mean, everything will happen in its wake. You don't. You won't even have to. If a person could do this, you wouldn't have to work on things. You wouldn't have to work to be a zoriz. You would be a zoriz, right? If Hashem's watching you, I told my kid, you know, can you bring me that sefer from the living room, please? Sure. You know, after 5 seconds, I'm going, no. But you made 3 stops on the way. You're automatically a zoriz when someone's watching you. Ulusabe vritzono v'yam also. The ode, ki min hayadua etzleinu, we know very well, shonu miskashtim b'mivchor, we get dressed up, mashanuchal olav min hamalbushim, b'tzeisenu l'kras malkeinu v'sarenu g'dolei doreinu. You got someone made an appointment with you for the president, the prime minister, the governor, someone made an appointment with a chosh of a sar. So you don't get dressed like you do every day. You make sure you're dressed probably a little more formal, a little nicer maybe, a little more dignified. But they shehem mashkifim al giluyenu. And they're looking at our outer, the external us. Kamosh amar kein lobo l'shara melech b'lubush sok. You can walk in the street maybe b'levush sok, in sackcloth if you're mourning, but you can't go l'shar ha-melech b'levush sok. It's not appropriate. V'yomar v'yishlach paro v'ikar es Yosef. So automatically, v'yiritzuhu min abor, v'yigalach, he shaved, and it was Rosh Hashanah. He shaved. V'yichalef simlosov, because you don't just walk into a melech that way. U'kufi zeh, he's not talking about clothing in his nimshal, although it's certainly true, and that's the first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, that Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid demands a certain type of behavior, even if we're Bechadrei Chadorim and no one's watching us. But his mashal is a different type of kishut, a different type of malbush. That's what Hashem wants to see, that we're his servants, that we're serving him, that everything we do is with the goal in mind of doing his ratzon. B'avodas Elokim b'oreinu u'b'nistoreinu, which is very difficult, it's our pnimius. Le'lokim and le'hashkafaso aleinu b'shovet todir, because he's always watching us. If for no other reason, it's like, it's a shortcut past all the philosophies and all the theologies, is just imagine that he's watching you and just act accordingly. Vilu hayu malim blibenu, imagine if we would imagine that we're getting dressed up and we're going in front of the president, and we would think that he knows our thoughts, what we think of him. Ki hashkafas hamalachim al hanistor mimutzpenenu, b'hashkafasum al hanira migufenu, that just as they're looking how we look, we walk in, they want to see someone presentable, someone dressed nicely. And if they could see what we're thinking, lohayinu misaktim l'kashik batzpunenu. So we would somehow get that in line also. Kiritzonam mimenu. In other words, he's just saying that if we would imagine that they know what we're thinking, we would work on that too, just like we work on getting dressed up when we go to them. Now he says an interesting thing. I don't know, maybe it was true, maybe it's hard for us to imagine, maybe it's true by us also, maybe in a democracy. He now is going to say everything a person does, he's still in his mashal, it's to be able to. There was a thing like, everything was totally in what the king thought of you. Like if you would present yourself to the court of the king, if you would be chashiv or not. And when they wanted to get educated, it was to be educated so that they could present themselves to the king as educated people. The reason that they do whatever they do, lilmud hachachmos, to be educated, ulamdon elul hisgadol b'hanetzel hamalachem b'levad. It's so that the king or his court should hold of you and appoint you and give you an office. Many things that people do, the minhagim. Ki ama oretz mitzuvim al das malkom. V'hakel yizbarach, obviously, yosef roi lo, v'yosef chovo aleinu l'skashet b'avudoso b'mitzpunim b'lebovosu b'eruvim l'ashkafoso aleim. The point he's making is that it would be a natural reaction. The trick is to think that way, to think that he's looking at us. Then we would already know what to do. Just like we know what to do if we have an appointment with a high official. So we know. No one has to teach us. We have to get dressed. We have to wear nice clothing. Not going to wear jeans. Sure, it's not going to be sticking out. Everything's going to be in place. So that's everyday life. And maybe it sounds a little onerous. Well, first of all, it's true. So we might as well all shape up because it's true. We have the rule, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bov b'trunyim b'riyosov. Right? If something, it's just can't. I'm not on that madrega. I can't. I know it's true, but I just can't live like that. I won't say it's fine. It's not for me to say it's fine, but if it's too hard to do, so it's fine. But you try. I say, even a few seconds a day, a minute a day, something, because it's the reality, so you want to be in touch with the reality. So if it's too hard, doesn't mean you could skip this. It doesn't do any good to skip it. It's still true. So you just... And maybe if one thing a week you change, you were going to yell at someone, and you had this thought, I learned from Chavos Halevavos Sunday, Hashem's watching me, how does it look? He's going to think, like I'm losing myself. He's going to see a person that loses themselves, that's not in control of themselves. If my boss was standing right here, if my child was standing right here, I wouldn't want him to see... my child's parent would lose control and start yelling at someone and getting mad and berating someone. So if that's terrific. If we can't do it 24 hours a day, we can't do it. But if we could do it once a week, if it changes our behavior, that's terrific. That's a terrific result of the cheshbon is to think about that it's so. Our behavior will fall into place. If it falls into place, and like they say, once a week, it would be a wonderful achievement, a fantastic achievement. If you feel, sometimes a person feels a little depressed. It works the other way too. It has a psychological mila. I'm walking in the street, and I'm looking around. I say, boy, I have all these people. Who am I? Like, what am I? I'm nothing. With all these people, everybody's a lot of people around. Why do I think I'm special? Like, who needs me? What am I going to accomplish already? Look at all these people. Then you say, Hashem's watching me. Hey, It's a picker-upper. It can work. It can be a psychological hedge against depression also, when a person feels useless or pointless, or let's say a person's ill, or has a shalom, or a person's old. You know, you say, I'm not really doing anything anymore. You know, so what am I... What's the point? You say, Hashem's watching me. Hashem's watching every move I make. You know, you're straightening your shoulders, lift your head. All of a sudden, you're wow, like Hashem cares about me. Hashem's watching me. I'm special. It gives you a feeling of specialness, of uniqueness. I'm pointing out it has a mile or two. It's not just an onerous pressure, which anyway is okay because it's true. And we should do it as much as we can, but it has a mila in that it makes us feel unique. Because the truth is, that's also a reality that we don't think about. Hashem created me, and Hashem wants me, and if he didn't need me because I'm just one face in the crowd, then I wouldn't be here. Hashem didn't make anything useless in the world, and that includes me. So I have a purpose, and I'm supposed to act a certain way. I'm supposed to accomplish certain things. I may not know what it is. You know, today's a regular day, like every day. I don't know what I'm supposed to accomplish, but Hashem's watching me to see how I act. So even if I accomplish that, I don't get angry at the person that cut me off and got the parking spot, and I control my anger. So Hashem's watching me, and like he's applauding. He's applauding me. That's a terrific thing. So it could... It has a mila. It's not just a burden. It has a mila of making us feel special, and what we do matters. Yeah.
So the person, I can understand wanting to feel this way, but the person always feels downtrodden or put down, or that his feelings aren't being answered and things are going well wrong. How is he supposed to feel so special that Hashem is looking out for him?
That's you're raising a good point, but it's a different point. Now, that's like the question you're raising now is, I just want to clarify. The Chazal is talking about that Hashem's watching me and cares about what I do. You're raising an issue of how, let me rephrase it and tell me maybe it's not what you mean. How can I think of Hashem as a mative, and everything Hashem does is because he cares about me and loves me, and I'm like a child to him? If my life is just, I'm miserable. People are miserable. How do you deal with that? It's difficult. There are ways. My first line of attack would be to tell the person to learn Shaar HaBechina and to realize that there's a lot more people dead than alive, and he's one of the lucky ones that are alive. He just has to walk by a cemetery and say, well, first of all, I'm alive. First of all, I exist. I mean, but that's really not the subject here. But that's a separate parsha. I would recommend Shaar HaBechina for that person, just to get them on track. Maybe it'll take 6 months, but to get them on track is to learn Shaar HaBechina and to feel Hashem's goodness in everyday matters. They have a sense of smell, they're digesting their food, they're going to the bathroom, they're thinking, they're rational. There's people, the person should go visit a hospital one day, and one day he should visit Kfar Shaul in Har Nof, and he should visit hospitals, and all of a sudden he'll feel, well, I'm pretty lucky. Look there, but for the grace of God, go I. Look at that. What should those people think? They're alive. What about a person that wants to commit suicide? So there, it's a good shaila. The shaila is, are we talking about someone that is mentally ill, or are we talking about someone who sat down with a calculator and decided to commit suicide? B'cheshven, it's not worth it to be alive. They've talked to people who are very ill, people who are quadriplegic, and there's people that are just, it's wonderful to be alive, and they can think about things, and everybody has a reason to be happy. and a reason to thank Hashem. That's a given. Maybe sometimes it's harder. Some people have a nisayon on that area. The people that have everything going good in their lives maybe also have a nisayon, right? To thank Hashem for what they're doing, and they have to accomplish more. Every person, that's why Hashem made so many people. Every person is a building block in creation that is here to fill in the puzzle. There's a billion piece puzzle, 10 billion piece puzzle, billion piece puzzle, and everybody's a part of it. Some people's avoda is to do mitzvahs and to stay honest, even though everything's going great in their lives. Because vayishman yeshur and vayivah, there's a tremendous nisayon that you see there from the Torah. Whenever things are going good, people tend to, you know, pen yiftel levavchem, the sartem va'avad the temel him achirim v'shtachavisu mohem. Right? That's all types of nisayon. So the Mesillas Yesharim says, only poverty is a nisayon and osho is a nisayon. Being healthy is a nisayon and being ill is a nisayon. Okay? I don't know if I answered your question, but I addressed it. Okay, but here we're talking about the point I made is that it can have an uplifting effect. When you're feeling you're just a face in the crowd and you're nothing special, and nobody cares about me, and no one would care if I died now. Sometimes people think that way. You know, if I died right now, who would care already? You know. They say, Hashem's watching me. Hashem's looking at me. Hashem expects me to act a certain way. The king gave me a shlichus to do, and he's waiting for me to do it, and he's watching me with his video camera, and it could be an inspiring hergish also, this cheshbon. That's my point. And so he's saying the person that would act this way, now he's describing the beneficial effects of thinking this way. Not only are you going to be scared and embarrassed, as we said before, but you're not going to get angry so fast, you're not going to get annoyed so fast, things won't throw you, you won't lose yourself, you won't get depressed so quickly, you won't lose patience so quickly, because Hashem's watching, someone's watching me how I'm reacting. Kemo shomer akasev, ani Hashem choker leiv, bochen kloyos. Right? In the Gemara's physiology, I'm not sure if I'm using the word right. The kidneys are a source of seichel. The kidneys are a source of brain power. The Gemara says, yoatzos. So, choker, what?
Filtering.
I don't know, okay.
They
looked at it, okay, very good, thank you. Choker lei bochen kloyos. V'omar b'chol mokom, enei Hashem tzofos ro'im v'tovim. Enei Hashem heima mishototim b'chol ha'oretz. V'omar ha'kosov b'inyan ha'yirum yashkofos ha'borei. The Pasuk says in Koheles, al tvayol al picha, don't talk inappropriate talk, don't shoot out words. Now, I don't know how to break the news to you. Hashem's not really in Shemayim. Hashem is everywhere, and Hashem is looking down on Shemayim also. But it's a wonderful way of imagery. It's a wonderful imagery. We have this imagery that Hashem's in Shemayim, and he's looking down, like if you're in an airplane, and you're looking at everyone, and hey, no one even knows I'm looking at them. It's like watching a video camera, right? But so the imagery is Hashem is in Shemayim, and we're al haaretz, and that's the imagery that is used in Tanakh, because it gives us this feeling of a higher power that's looking at us and watching us. He's on high and. He says, if you can manage to do this, so I'm eating for a few seconds a day, and you increase it to a half a minute a day. I believe in Hashem, but if I could like have this down that Hashem is not only exists, but he's watching me and he's watching what I do every moment. The Yachshav HaMaimon Todir, and he's constantly thinking about Im Nafsho Olav. So then he's living mamish living with Hashem. Yia Bori Yisporach Nimsa Imo B'Matzpuno. He's carrying Hashem in his heart. Hashem is there. Hashem is with him. Yireyu Ba'ayin Sichlo. You see Hashem. You don't see Hashem with your physical eye, but you're aware of Hashem. V'ye yorios otomid, you'll be a yirei Hashem. I mean, you're supposed to always be a yirei Hashem. The Chavis HaLovas in this cheshbon is just, it's really like an eight, so how? You don't have to learn Musa's form. I mean, you should learn Musa's form too, but just imagine he's watching you. You'll become a yirei Hashem. Uvochein es masav, Hashem is... Maybe it means I am doing Shar HaBachina on Hashem's Ma'isim, because I'm walking in the street and I say, and I'm thinking about Hashem, and Hashem is here, and Hashem is watching me, and Hashem, look, Hashem made these flowers. You're always thinking about Hashem, which people don't do generally, I would venture to say, but I'm thinking about Hashem. Hashem made these flowers, Hashem made the street, and then you go over Shar HaBachina. Everything you see becomes an opportunity to appreciate what Hashem has created. And Hashem created, we learned in Shar HaBechina, everything. Hashem created that there should be a monetary system, and you should be able to buy things, that you're not growing in your backyard. And even if you're growing in your backyard, Hashem made them grow, and you're always like, you're infused with thoughts of Hashem. Which is, it goes against the grain. It goes against the grain, people, even of from Jews. It's like embarrassing, you know. Bal Tshuva, Hashem, who's Hashem? Mi Hashem, Paro said. But we also say Mi Hashem. Get out of my way, I have to do mitzvahs. V'choker es polov, and Hashem is looking at my actions. Ban Hogas Briosov, how I treat people. Hameidos al gadol, and this. Everything I see, and I'm sorry. V'chokas polo means I'm thinking of Hashem's actions, how he runs the world, and how amazing it is that this happened and that happened, and look what happened to me today, look what happened to me yesterday, and it's just amazing. Hameidos al gadluso v'ramamuso v'chachmoso v'yecholto. Which, each word here is precious. His greatness, his exaltedness, his chachma, his abilities. My son teaches in Kesher. Kesher is a place, so they usually come in. They're from good families. Some of them are from chashuva families, and they come in. They're on drugs and with girls and the whole everything. That, certainly not from. Talking about from case. Like from case is the furthest thing from their mind. So they come in, and the yeshiva, when they're successful, and they have a pretty good success rate. They transform the boys. So the first thing is you have to detox them. Right? No one's going to accomplish anything if they're addicted to internet and they're doing drugs and they have girlfriends. I mean, nothing's going to... So they're coming to the yeshiva. That's a major step. Maybe their parents sent them. Maybe they want to come themselves because they realize they're wasting their lives. You're talking about 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old. So they come in. I just had this discussion with my son, a very interesting discussion. So first they detox them. And then, as they move up the ladder, let's say it takes a year, maybe 2 years, I don't know. Right. Then you start with Torah, with learning, with mitzvahs. So, a problem developed in the yeshiva, and my son's there like a few years already. Kids were dropping out after step one. Thank you very much. I got my life together. I'm Shabbos, Torah, mitzvahs. I have no use for that. I'm clean now. Thank you very much. I'm going back to the States. So first of all, it's pretty foolish, because within 2 months, you know where they're going to be. That wasn't even the discussion. So the yeshiva had a big meeting about it. My son was telling me, like, how it's it's happening too often. You know, and that's, I'm not saying that's not what the yeshiva's for. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to do, maybe, probably, but then they go back. And so I kind of that from I suggested, and really, that really without talking about mitzvahs, they shouldn't talk about mitzvahs when they come in, but they should talk about Hashem from day one. No, there shouldn't be like an AA thing where they're cleaning you up and detoxifying you, and zehu, which is a wonderful thing to do because these guys are really like really, they're gone. They're doing all sorts of things, and it's a nice that they come into the yeshiva. I mean, but this pattern is starting to develop, so just the fact that there's a Hashem and he's watching you, that should be with them from day one. And if they can't handle that, no, without the Ol of Mitzvahs, just, we're not just here as people who are mired in schmutz and mud and all sorts of deviant behavior, and we're going to clean you up. Taka should be presented that you're Jewish, and you're a special person, and you're a Ben Melech, and this is not how a Ben Melech acts, and Hashem loves you and cares about you like that. And just don't talk about mitzvahs. They can't handle mitzvahs at that point, you know. They can barely handle anything. But I said if it would accompany them from day one, like this cheshbon, there's Hashem in the world. So it's, first of all, they get used to the idea, they're going to want to go on to the next level. Because once you imbue them, and I said, you should do what the Chazal Halacha is suggesting, like you should have these, instead of just having these group therapy sessions where they hold hands and sing, whatever, kumbaya, whatever, they should talk about like what happened to them that day, how they saw Hashgacha Pratis, Hashem's watching out for them, this happened, and like if they could, even once a week, by a Shabbos meal, I mean, whatever it, I don't know what they do there for Shabbos meals, but on that level, they should talk about it. Like everybody should say one story from that week or that shows
Hashem. What? We should do the same thing.
Yeah, but I'm, with them, I think it would be a good way. I suggested, I don't know, to connect them to Hashem, and then they wouldn't be so quick to leave because then maybe they won't want to lose that, right? Now there is also they could say they're leaving and then they'll like you see these taxi drivers who are total chilonim but they believe in Hashem and they thank Hashem for their parnasa, but that's wonderful. I don't think that's bad. I mean, we wish they would keep mitzvahs because mitzvahs are not just icing on the cake; it is the cake. But the bread, be careful what I say here. The bread is emunah. I'm saying I'm not calling mitzvahs icing on the cake, but it's cake. And emunah is bread. And if they're not holding by anything, so maybe you want to teach them, but that's their connection to Yiddishkeit, to Avraham Avinu, to be ma'amin. I mean, as I say, if we take the Ramban seriously, and again, it's the Chavis Halov, it's not really the Ramban, but the Ramban is more famous. The Chavis Halov is less famous. The Ramban, that all the mitzvah's purpose is to instill emunah in us and to support our emunah and to strengthen our emunah, and everything has that purpose. That's the Ramban at the end of this week's parsha, the end of Bo. Everybody should learn it. The famous Ramban, and the purpose of all the mitzvah's is to strengthen and buttress our emunah. So if you start off with just emunah, like this is what this cheshbon is. That's why this cheshbon has such wonderful ramifications, which is in the middle of saying, I'm sorry to keep you. Let me just finish so we can finish this cheshbon. Because look how he describes this person. If a person keeps doing this 1 minute a day, 2 minutes a day, Hashem will cure you of his sadness, of depression. Hashem will lift up your spirits because you're always with Hashem and you'll be conscious of Hashem's presence. You won't be afraid of things, anxious, nervous, sad, depressed. You'll get to know Hashem. V'yigalulo sodas chochmoso. I mean, these things are like fantastic things. V'yosameinu v'al hadrachoso v'an hagoso. V'lo yanicheu la'atzmo v'liyicholto. Hashem will taka be with you and accompany you and hold your hand. K'meshama b'mizmor Hashem roi lo echsor ad sofo. You go through that mizmor, and if you feel that way, it becomes a reality. Hashem will make it into a self-fulfilling prophecy. He doesn't say this about any other cheshbon in the 30 cheshbonos. He says, V'yiyah b'madrego ha'elyono mi'madrego sa'chasidim u'v'mayla ha'roma mi'mayla sa'tzadikim v'yirah me'ein ayin. He'll see things that he'll be aware of things that are not physically able to be seen. The yishma mebli ozen, the yadaber bli loshon, communication. He'll be communicating with Hashem. I mean, this is not nevuah. This is a regular person who's always in touch with Hashem. He talks to Hashem. He feels Hashem's answering him. The yargish beinyonim mebli chushim. He's above the five senses. The yishar. This is someone who's constantly thinking about Hashem. So you're living with Hashem, and everything you do is Hashem-centered. And that's a normal life, by the way. This person's going to work, and they're eating, and they're sleeping, and they're bathing, and they're doing everything a normal person does. But they do it with dignity, with happiness, with a sense of purpose, with a sense that Hashem is accompanying them in everything they do. Because Hashem wants us to have normal lives. There's no... This is a picture of a person who's on this madrega, is a normal, regular person that you couldn't even tell he's thinking about these things because he's acting normally. He's also going to the store. He's also buying things. He's also eating supper. But you look at it, you know, you say he's in a good mood. He's cheerful. He's optimistic. He sets aside time for learning. He gives staka. He doesn't get angry. Hey, something's funny about this person. This is what Mrs. Zabrowski was talking about. He's not disgusted with his life, no matter what it is, because he feels Hashem's presence in his life. This is like impossible. A person that's able to say, a person that's always thinking about Hashem, you get to the point where you're able to say, I don't want a different life than what Hashem has chosen for me. My life is perfect. My life is perfect for me. For me. My life is perfect for me. I have accomplished things. I have worked things through. I've grown. And you reach this madrega where you're able to say, I don't wish I was rich. I don't wish I was smart. I don't wish I had a more pleasant life. I don't wish I didn't have my tzoros. This is what Hashem chose for me. I feel this is what Hashem is standing next to me, and Hashem is saying, hey, look, this is what I've given you, and I don't want anything else. This is the high madrega, but he says you will reach it if you're always thinking about Hashem. Always. That's also something you have to work up to, because you start off with a half a minute three times a week, and that's fine, that's normal, that would be fantastic. You work your way up, you will reach the point, this is what he's saying, where you're always thinking about Hashem, you're not upset with any matzav in your life, you don't wish things were different. I wish it would have snowed today instead of rained. I wish it would have rained today instead of snowed. I wish it was sunny instead of raining. I wish it was raining instead of sunny. Right? I wish this, I wish that. That's not how your mind works, because you're with Hashem, so this is what Hashem chose. Tole Ritzona Barotzon Habore, I want what Hashem wants. Ba'avoso bi'avoso, ba'anea vetzlo, I love what Hashem loves. Ba'anima se'lo mashemos lo, yes, I hate things, certain things disgust me. Not, but disgust Hashem, disgust me. Halo misanecha Hashem esna. V'chamo omer achochom, ashra yodam shmeh, lilishkel al dalsosa yom yom. For some reason, there's a lot of season, these psukim that you're always with Hashem. You're always there. In Bedalsos Hashem. Vomaki Motzi Masachayim V'yofik Rosu Me Hashem. Okay. Yeah. Okay, we're finished. You're free to go. Yeah. I don't have to rush to make mincha.
Oh, yeah. We were worried about the mincha.
Oh, I'm not worried about it.
You're never worried.
No, first of all, I came late, so I feel I'm speaking of the class.